So it's Shir Wednesday night, or Letez Zayin Shvat. So we're learning it's an unusually long tzos, by the way, in case all the people who dropped out already. Usually tzosim are not that long. You want to get a share for every Greenspan. Usually tzosim are not this long, but okay. Shmaitz is said, Shmaitz is Zion, the last line. Ayin tzos reish nun tes and peis, and we're being faithful to the last line of the Shmaitz. It was hashgacha, it was a stamp of approval from Shemayim that we should learn tzos. This is chelik aleph, we're in chelik beis. I'm going to buy one. All right, let's see, believe another. Okay, anyway, it was a stamp of approval from Shemayim that we should learn tzos. And then we went even further and we learned the specific tzos that he said we should learn. So it's a very long one. The tzos has a lot of chidushim. The inyan is simonim. Simonim are identifying simonim. How do you say simonim in English? Identifying marks, identifying signs. This tviyus ayin, where I recognize something, because I recognize it. Yesterday we were machadish because of the cheshbon ha'inyan, or the mashmos, that there's something even higher than tviyus ayin. Because tviyus ayin is like, that's how I know that it's that person, because I recognize him. But then there's maybe even a higher madrega where I just know it. And we had an argument here, I taina that madrega does not need the koach of memory. And many people here argued with me and brought a raya from Alzheimer's disease, that you see the memory cells go and then you don't even know even things that your mamash knew. I don't know if you know if I remember my name. I don't know if I'm using my memory. If I remember what my good friend I don't have
there you go.
No, I know. I realize I don't have any good friends.
That's the truth.
Or if I recognize, I have a name for it, but it's more, I made up the word, so it's not a scientific word. I made up the name. Primary knowledge. I know it. It's not memory. I know it. It's part of me. It's part of my makeup. Just like I know that my nose is on my face. I know my name. I know my nose is on my face. So I know it. It's like it's instinctive. It's part of my makeup. Okay. That's how you know it. Okay. I'm just. Okay, forget it. Let's just move on. But Tvius Ayin, again, it's counterintuitive. Tvius Ayin is the best. You recognize it. Simon is already second rate. I have a Simon. I don't recognize it, but I have a Simon that's the object. The choice.
You recognize the Simon?
That's not recognition. It's not called recognition. I know the Simon. I don't know. I know the Simon. There's a Simon. I don't recognize the object. I know the Simon. I recognize the Simon. Okay, that's. It would be confusing to use the word after the Asayan on the Simon. It would be mixing in the Yitzchus. I give a Simon. I know the Simon. What's going on here? The Tzoyis has a lot of Chidushim in this piece. His main chiddush, and now the Gemara talks about Simonim D'oraita D'rabbanan. That's what Shmaitz Zion was all about. Simonim D'oraita D'rabbanan. And the simple meaning is, do Simonim do whatever they're supposed to do on a D'oraita level, or not? And when you learn the Sugi and you learn Shmaitz Zion, it turns out that there's three levels. The Simon Garua B'Yoser, which is not really a simon at all, but it must be some sort of simon, or else it wouldn't be a simon. It's called the simon garua. Yeah? His name is Cohn, and he wears glasses, and he lives in Borough Park.
I know.
Yeah. Actually, someone called me up today from America. That's such a typical conversation. A very, very intelligent person. He asked me information about a rabbi so-and-so from Kiryat Sefer. I go, I don't know. You don't know? Like you're in Eretz Yisrael, he's in Eretz Yisrael. Like why don't you know? I said, why should I know a guy who lives in Kiryat Sefer? Like,
if you look at the map, Eretz Yisrael is very small.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Simon Garua B'Yoser, and then the Simon Muvuk, sometimes called Muvuk B'Yoser, and then the Simon Beinoni. And before you get to this choice, so the Diyun and the Gemara of Simonim D'Oraisa D'Rabbanon is in Simon Beinoni. Simon Muvuk for sure helps with the Oraisa. We'll see for what, because we're going to now learn tonight another Ktsois that talks about if you could be Moitzi Momen with a Simon Muvuk. So it's not like as good as Eidim, but it's you can be Mater and Isha, for sure, etc. So that's Simon Muvak, Simon Garua, Simon Garua, and Simon Beinani. The Tzois is Mechadesh. The Tzois is Mechadesh that Simonim have two things, two different things. We can talk about Simonim accomplishing two different things. One is that it's valid, a valid identification. Itaka identified the object, you know, I don't recognize it, so I'm not identifying it through my Tfiyas Ayin, I'm identifying it through a Simon. It's an identification. Sometimes you have to do more than that. You have to show that you're not a Rama, you're not a faker. It has to prove that it's therefore yours, let's say, or that it's, when, if there's a Chashash Meshaker, you have to take away the Chashash Meshaker. Because even though you identified the object, but maybe you were in the guy's house and you saw the simon, or maybe Kasuma Baruba, like Pung Bullseye, you took a wild guess and you got it. So Tzois is Mechadesh, that everybody's moida, that the simon that's pure, when the Tzois starts off, until we learned last night's piece, everybody's moida that the simon that's pure identification is certainly Medioraisa. And that's not the Gemara's clear. That's how he starts off saying. An example would be to be Mater and Eishes Ish, if you see a dead body and you say that's the husband. The Kiddush. Because there's no Chashash Meshaker there, because even in Erecha there's Neman to say, to identify the body. So he uses that as a proof that there's no Chashash Meshaker, we're not afraid someone's lying. And, okay, but when you have a Chashash Meshaker, like to get back an Aveda B'Simonim, you want to get back the Aveda. Or, when the shliach loses a get, and he's afraid he's not going to get his money that he was promised, or the guy will be mad at him. So that is the clear of the Gemara of Simonim D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, meaning, do you have this chashash or not? The choice is mechadesh within, that's a chiddush. He's mechadesh within that, that for that chashash, simon muvuk doesn't help. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. A lot of people are chaylik at the choice. In other words, according to the choice, you would not get back an Aveda even with a Simon Muvuk, because it doesn't solve the problem of Ramai. If Simonim Drabon, I mean, the Maisi, you get back an Aveda even with a Simon Beinani, because it's a special Takana Drabon. But, we're doing it, okay. Then last night we learned that the Tzois, because of a Shvera Rambam and this, and there's a Gemara, and Daf Yud Ches and Bav Metzi, and the first Perek, says that it's very possible that even pure identification midrabonon is no good, is not good enough. Midrabonon is not good enough, and that's what the Rambam paskins, that midrabonon you can't be Mater and Isha with a simon, even a good simon, or we'll call it a simon benedi or muvik. Really, according to the concise, it can be muvik. No. We're not talking about someone lying. Even pure identification, maybe midrabonon is no good, and that's what Rav Chisda is talking about, even though it sure as heck sounds like Rav Chisda is talking about the same thing that the Gemara in the second paragraph is talking about, but that's part of the choice. What?
Rav Ashi.
Whoever it is, yeah, Rav Ashi, I didn't recognize it, yeah. So Rav Ashi, and that's a very big Kiddush. And then the choice has an amazing, amazing Kiddush. Simonim D'Oraisa means midrabonon it helps, and midrabonon it doesn't help. In Rav Ashi, pure identification, not chashash meshaker, it doesn't help. But the Raisa, it helped, but the Rabbanon, it doesn't help. And Simonim D'Rabbanon means it even helps with the Rabbanon, which is such a weird interpretation of the words, and it doesn't even fit in with the Gemara, and it's certainly not mashma like that, that Simonim D'Rabbanon means it even helps with the Rabbanon. Okay, that's some choices. No, he said it because to explain the Rambam.
He says it.
Yeah, and he does have a Gemara, and there is a dissonance between the Gemara and the first parak and the Gemara and the second parak. We're not learning it on that level to mamish go through the sugyas, but and then he has another, and then he explains that to Machlokes Rambam and Ravid about giving back a get. The Rambam says you could give it back with a simon muvuk. The Ravid says you can't. That's a shliach. Okay, this was last night. Varizi lachar b'simonim. He now starts a new subtopic in this sifkotin beis or simereish mentes. Could you be motzi momen with a simon? That's a good case. So we'll start off with a gemara in Yevamos.
That's
Kuf Tes Vavam Beis. fella gave a pikadon. Reuben gave Shimon a pikadon. And Adam saw him give the pikadon. And he gave him a jar of jelly beans. Oh, shumshumin. Okay. Gave him a jar of shumshumin. And Adam saw it. That's important so that the guy shouldn't be able to have a migu, Adam. So Adam saw him give it. I think it's actually Kutas Lovam and Aleph. Anyway, wait, let me find this. I can read from the Gemara. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's Kutas Lovam and Beis. Gavra Dafka Shushmin Gavri Chavri. Then he comes and says, give it to me. So the Shemba says, I gave it to you. Nechazarti. Which was Kaisel Bakol, meaning he's Nemon. He could say, Hechazarti. I gave it back to you. And he doesn't even have to make a Shavuos or Shemrin. So they gave it back to you. And with your eyes, so you can be Kaisel Bakol. You can say, Ladam is one type of Kaisel Bakol. You can say, Hechazarti. You see that jar of jelly beans on your shelf? There are 642 jelly beans in that jar. 391 reds, 200 greens, and 14 purples. So he says, you took yours, and these are different jelly. So the Gemara says, it is a good simon, he would get it back. Then the Gemara talks about maybe it's not a good simon, because maybe they sell it. Maybe they sell it in the shuk with 300. Maybe it's a standard thing. It's not as great a simon as you think. Okay, that's the Gemara.
Who gave the simon, I'm sorry?
The guy that said, give me back my jelly, give me back my shumshumin.
The other guy said, I returned them.
I returned them already. I'm telling you, that jar on your shelf that has, I'm telling you exactly how many shumshumin it has in it. So the Gemara, and then the Gemara discusses how good a simon is. So, the Chayyur, the Beferish of Gemara, that you're being motzi from a muchzik, even with simonim. That you would, if it would be a good enough simon, you'd be motzi. The reason he's a muchzik, normally a shleimer is not a muchzik. Normally, because he's holding the pikadon for the other guy, for Reuven. So Reuven's the muchzik. But here he's claiming, I gave it back to you, and this is mine. So he's a muchzik. So, and even if the muchzik has a migu, he's not nema. It's called migu mokameidim. You could be mighty moment with simonim. I don't understand that. Why the Tzoyis discusses this whole thing without? Why doesn't he bring up the fact that chayre? This is a case. Better, a little different than Aveda, but why? Maybe it's talking about a Talmud Chacham that we're not cautious for Ramos. I don't know. It's, by the way, a very big Yesod, which people don't realize. Well, maybe I don't realize it. You say a Talmud Chacham is not a Rama, he's not lying. It doesn't necessarily mean that you believe him. I'm going to explain what I mean. To us, you see a certain level of proof. Let's say you need a level of proof of two Eidim. So if a Talmud Chacham says something, that's like the legal system. There's no Chashash Rama in a Talmud Chacham. But if not for the pasuk that implies that you can give back an Aveda b'tfiyas ayin, so then let's say you would need two Eidim to get back an Aveda. So, you know what? What do I have to run to Talmud Chacham fits your cases for? When Eilechot says that Reuven owes Shimon $10. Are you mighty $10 to pay?
No.
Not a trick question. No. Do you think that Eilechot's lying? No. There's lying, and then there's level of proof. And they're not necessarily kosher as ever said. You can say, you're not lying, but we require a higher standard of proof. And then, I remember like talking about this at length. 30 years ago. But what do you mean? If he's not lying, so he's telling the truth. If he's telling the truth, so what if he's either lying or telling the truth? No, it's not true. He's not lying. We're not quite sure for lying. But you need a higher standard of proof to be moitzimon. So a Talmud Chacham, the Tziyasayin just means you know he's not lying, and he taka recognizes it. But Lu Yitzuyu, you would need a higher standard of proof. You would still need that higher standard of proof. His say-so would not be enough to give it to him. Okay, I threw that in. Now, I look, I don't even know, it's such a basic question. What happened to the Chashash Ramai? And according to the Tzoyis, even the Siman Muvlik doesn't help the Chashash Ramai. The guy's coming for his, the Torah says maybe we know he gave, not Chashash for Amos here, it has to be without Chashash for Amos. Maybe there's a simple reason. He has Adim that he gave him Shum Shumi. Yeah, well, he has Adim, that's okay. He loyally gave him Shum Shumi. The guy's timing, he took it back. So, we need a level of proof to get it, but we're not cautious for Ramos. We don't have to take away. What, you know Ramos here?
Why not?
Why would there be Ramos? You know he gave Shum Shemin.
Why can't you just say there's Adam now also? There's Adam. Why can't you say there's Adam on the Simon? Yeah. Why can't you say there's Adam on the Simon? He's coming, the guy's coming now and giving a Simon to the Shum Shemin.
So we want to know if the Simon is a valid method of identification.
So why can't you say the case says there's Adam in this case? There's Adam.
It's not the case.
No way.
Adam for what? He is coming and he's asking for his Shum Shemin back. And he's giving a Simon. He's saying how many Shum Shemin are inside there. That's the case in the Gemara. And the Gemara talks about how good a Simon is. So the obvious question is, what happened to the Ramos problem, which negates Simonim? And according to the Tzoyis, they don't even negate the best Simon in the world. Well, I don't know the best Simon in the world, but a Simon Mubim. So it must be talking about there's no chashash Ramos. Maybe he's a Talmud Chacham, he's not chashash, Talmud Chacham, he's a Ramai. Maybe because we know he gave Shum Shemin to the guy as a Pikodon. So there's no chashash Ramos that the guy Taka gave it back and now he's going to steal from him. Anyway, you have to say according to the Gesoy, there's no chashash Ramos. So there's no chashash Ramos and you can be Moitzi moment with a Simon Mug. And the reason it's like last moment is because the guy is claiming it's his. Right? Okay. Omnom Bikir Simonim Kashal Ituva. He says, no. The Nira Delomahani Shum Simon Lahoitzi. Simon is not a high enough standard to be Motzi Momin. The Bechulan Omer of Yitzchak Greater Rabbi Sharshia. Teda Tzvias Ayin Ka'odas Misimona. I'm not going to go through the Sugya like, what do you need proof for? But that. The Ilu also betray Rami Tlanya by Simona Kotel Mavshe. Kotel Mavshe. Killed someone. Reuven killed someone. Okay, we caught him. Here he is. How do you know it was Reuven that killed him? Do you recognize him? No. We have a Simon. He had a mole on his left eyebrow.
Two Simon.
Lo Katlina Leib. That's not good. That's Ungunum of the Gemara Sutra of the Pasha. You don't give Misa based on an Avis of Simona. The Ilu Amri Betray Islan Tzvias Aina Begavei. Reuven killed someone. How do you know it's Reuven? What do you mean I don't know it's Reuven? I grew up with Reuven. He was in my class. I know what Reuven looks like. This is where we got into the argument about. Okay? Katlina Lay. It's okay, so in the. So Tzvias Aina is better than Simona. I don't know why you have to bring Raya for it. Again, we're not going into the sugya. Because the whole sugya about giving back an Aveda is Simonim enough. And if it's not Simonim, it's Tzvi Zion. So, obviously Tzvi Zion is better than Simonim. Then, Tzvi Zion is Sakasha. How do you give back a shtar al pi Simonim? There's a shtar that's lost. You give it back al pi Simonim. And you even give it back to the guy that's going to be Moitzi Momin with it. If Adam come and say, Planya dai Simona va Simona, love him and play me money. They say, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. How do you know it was Reuven? He had a mole on his left eyebrow. We don't recognize him. You would not be Moitzi Momin. You would not check Tysus, and this is where the Tysus is coming from. You would not be Moitzi Momin. That's called being Moitzi Momin based on a Simon. That's what the Tysus holds. That Eidus is called being Moitzi Momin based on a Simon. You would not be Moitzi Momin based on a Simon. So Tysus Kasha is, so how could you give back a star? That's lost based on Simonim. In effect, you're doing the same thing. You're being Moitzi Momin, I'll be a Simon.
Because what? Because the guys are going to use the star.
Yeah,
now.
You're giving it back to the Malveh. You're giving it back to the guy that claims he's the Malveh.
So the Kasha of Tosis is really talking about the money the guys are going to collect.
Yeah, the star. Right, correct.
So Tosis
wouldn't ask a Kasha from every Aveda. Every Aveda is not called being Moitzi from a Muxa. That's another insight we had in Schweitzer. That the Moitzi Aveda is not called a Muxa. Because he's not claiming it's his. He's holding it for the owner. So he's for sure not a muxa. So V'yesh lomar, so Tosfos answers, v'loy domi, shtar shena da muchzik boy, because the shtar is lost, so there's no muchzik. So you're giving back the shtar, you found the shtar in the street, it's an aveda. So you're giving back the shtar based on sasimen. And
that wasn't the kasha. The kasha was the guy's going to get the money with the shtar.
So I guess that's not a kasha.
Right.
I guess once you can give back, I guess I made a mistake. And once you can give him back the shtar, because so Simon is a high enough level of proof to give him back the shtar, because that's not going in the book. So we're not concerned that he's going to go and be Motsi Mom. What's
the
best?
The kasha? What was the kasha?
Giving back the shtar.
Right
there, give it back to him. He's saying it's talking about a shtar that had no muksa. Don't worry about that. You know, whatever it was. This we said is a yisod, by the way. If you remember in Shmaitza, we learned every time Eidim are motzi mamon. How do you know they're kosher Eidim? Because of cheskus kashus. So is that called cheskus kashus as being motzi mamon?
No.
He said no. A chain is stronger than its weakest link.
Right, that's what this is again, right? This is
this is the same thing.
Again. So why was the Hamid
of Moskana? So Tosfos says, you cannot, the reason you give back a shtar with Simonim is because there's no muks. Avo momen shebiad bailem, ein lehotzi al yedei Simonim. Probably that was Tosfos' kasha. He held it's called giving back, being motzi momen, because the shtar is going to be motzi momen. And the Torah says we don't look at that level. We just worry about right now the shtar. We can give it back because he's not a muksuk. Lachinami lo'ali maskina chevet miyad bailim. Let's say Eidim come. They come into my house and they see a vase. And let's say a vase, there's something in the muksuk, in Yom Bav Metzia, Dvorim Shen, Asuyim Lahashal Ulahaskir. Right? You know, there's no raya. You don't have a chazaka called mashatachas yiradim shalohu. Muksuk really has two angles to it. There's good old cheskus mormon, amotim mechveil of araya, and then there's a higher level umdana called chazaka called mashatachas yiradim shalohu. There are things that there's no chazaka called mashatachas yiradim shalohu. Dvorim asuyin lahashulu lahaskir. Let's assume a vaz is dvorim asuyin lahashulu lahaskir. I don't know. So Eidim come to look into my house, they say, oh, we have Simonim. That belongs to Reuven. Reuven has such a vase. We recognize it from Simonim. So he says, you're not going to take away the vase from Shimon and give it to Reuven, based on the Simon, because you're not. So Tosfos is the Chayr saying the Feirish. The Tosfos is going to answer, obviously he has to answer the Gemara in Kulin with the Shimon. But he says here, in this Gemara, in Kulin, that Tzadik Vav, it's very clear that Simonim is not Moit Simonim. That's the whole Gemara. That's Tosfos. The Mavur then loits a kval al yedei Simonim. You can't be Moitzi Mamon al yedei Simonim. And the Tzais obviously holds even Simon Mubik. Of course, or else you would have a terrace. And Simon Mubik, maybe you could. Umashma dafilu bedvam shasuim lashim lahaskir v'ro'at biyodo dein loim alakuach nami loim mafkinan. Meaning Simonim can't be Moitzi from a regular muchzuk, even if there's no chazoka kol ma shetaka shirodim shalahu. It's a lower level muksuk, just almost in the level of a raya. Even if there's no chazok in Kol Ma'at. T'moy d'loy maskinen m'moyna, Elu osu beitrei, V'omar ploini d'ay simona v'ay simona, Lovim et ploini mona. Same thing. If they say, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, we don't know that it's Reuven, but we have a simon that it's Reuven. He has a mole on his left forehead. Jim came up. Jim came b'hak d'isha shalom, that's Yevom es tafkuk des vod, Bahanuk Shum Shimin, Shoma Cheshbon, Ilu Mashma, Simin Muzik Mahani.
What's this Rami? Shbana is Rami?
What? He told me.
What's this Shbana is Rami?
That's why it's not such a good Simin. He hit the number. Right. He picked the number. Well, if he might the Mukhla Mekarakit Anosha, but Taisus Haniskar, Mukhla Kaloi Mahani Simon of Kla Lafuke Mamoina, even if it's a very good Simin. The more by the Shum Shimin, it's a shock of the tire there is how good a Simin is it. But I'm showing you this proof from the Gemara in Kulin and Tosfos in Kulin that you can't be Moitzi Mamon with any simon. The Chaim Bach is Eoneshech. There's a Gemara, let's try not to learn it. Shomru Davka Dava Pricha, Avol Kalem Dilmayavu Simonim, Hechimani Simon Lohitzi Mamon. There also it sounds like the other way, that Simonim could be Moitzi Mamon. So you're going to have to say a big yourself, it says. See what it is. But the Chaim Nira. The Hachta Perek Ezeu Neshech, which he just brought down in these last two lines that I didn't say over the case. And the Shum Shemin case, which is the Chenach, the Perek Isha Shalom, where it sounds like it could be Moitzi Mamun with Simon. The Mairi Shevkidu Be'edim, which goes with Taisa Shalom. Oh, the Chivan, the Roe, the Mech Shevkidu Be'simon Zeh, so they know that I, at one point in time, had something of yours. And they knew about the Simon. They knew that it had, how many Shumshmin there were there. And let's say that's a good Simon. For Ro Nami Zeh Simon had to be other. And now he has a bottle of Shumshmin with that amount of Shumshmin in it. In other words, they don't have to be machadesh to take away the money. We know that that guy at one point in time had someone else's money. Let's learn the whole thing first. And we'll talk about it. They know that there's, you had something of mine. You have to give it back. The simon is identifying that object, but it's not mechadesh ha'hitzas mamon. Once you identify it, then it's his. We know it was a pikadah. All you're saying is that he's not able to say, I gave it back. But what do you mean he gave it back? That's it, and it's a simon. The zeh chayfetz acher, the simon zeh. The mistaver yoser, she also pikadah, and she hufkad biyodah, the simon kazeh. It's more mistaver, that's it.
That's like a
kandim. That is exactly what it is. It's mamish like kandim tzachanoyim. Either the tzoy says those words, or someone, or some achron says it. It's mamish kandim tzachanoyim. V'chein bahanuch shum shemin. He loved the cheshboini itarmi. It's not for the fact that he maybe poof, hit the jackpot. He guessed the right number. Havi mafkina minei. He even show you eidei pikadim b'simon zeh. But let's say there wouldn't be eidei pikadim. They march into my house and they say, "We know that, through a simon, that this vase belonged to Reuven. Belongs to Reuven, and it's dvarim asuyim l'hashul l'asker. You don't have chazaka kolma. All you have is a regular, good old fashioned muksa." You can't be Moitzi Mamon with Simonim. So the choice is machalek between when a pre-existing Siba for Hitzos Mamon exists, and you're just proving that this is the item that it exists about, that he can't say he gave it back and this is a different item, and to march into my house and be Moitzi Mamon with a Simon.
It's a reuse in the Chazaka thing.
What?
It's a reuse in the Chazaka. It's a reuse of the Muksak that they saw the
beginning. I didn't think it through yet. I didn't think it through. I didn't think through what the lump. No, the chilik is like obvious. But what's the point of the chilik? You're tining. It's called a reuse on the Chazaka. It's a reuse. I think of it more. It doesn't have to be mechadesh to hitzas mamon. He just has to identify that it applies to this object. The koach of Otsas Mammon is not coming from the simon. The koach of Otsas Mammon is coming from the fact that it's a pikadah. We know it belongs to them. But how do you know it's this? So we have a simon that it's this. But there's no Otsas. And that's how I think of it. I will call the lek eide pikadah, and I will shiro eide matam biyad shimen chayfetz. That you don't have the higher level umdana of chazaka kamashatak tiradim shalohu, even when you don't have it, all you have is good plain muksa, mitzvah motzi tom lo yadvar meyoylam, lo imani simen kla lo itzimaman. Ramina nitarme simona kasimono, blah.
How can you give the same
thing? Why? Oh, it's not enough of a riot. It's not, yeah, it's only something. You know what I mean? Apparently, you have to say something. The choice phrases it that it's not a good enough standard to be Moitzi Mamon.
He could say, "Lo, you were Ma'olam." He couldn't say that after Adam saw Golem.
Yeah. Okay, thing. So that's the chiluk. Bachati Ikala Medak is a very long choice. I hope we'll finish it tomorrow, then we're getting off for a week.
And then we get to start in Aleph.
Well, Aleph up. Knas. Let's see if we can finish it tomorrow. Bachati Ikala Medak, Bagumba Perkesh Neuchlin, He's saying Eidus where the Gevulim of a piece of land is. But then he became blind. Fossil. So there's two possible dynamics going on. One is that a sumum is fossil Eidus, and it's called Chiloso Bekashrus, the Sofo soul. Even though he's possible to be made now, even though he acquired the knowledge when he was kosher. Yeah, but then we're going to go with the other side that he kosher can't, now that he's a sumah, he can't identify properly. Shmuel am a kosher, because he could, I will, efshad the machavin matzrinah, he could identify the borders even though now he's blind. He could describe it, even though he's blind, he could describe it. I will glima lo, because that's already a measurement. Rav Sheshu saw my wife, he will glima, he could identify even if he's blind. Efshad the machavi midasoko midasrochbo. What?
What's a glima?
A piece of clothing, a baggage. I feel a glima efshad the machavi midasrochbo, you could say it's a size 26, you know, it's this many millimeters across, this many millimeters up and down. I will naschalo, but not a piece of metal. He can say how much it weighs. So the whole deal in the Gemara is about siman. L'chora, he's saying Eidus to be mod simon. That's what the Kasai is saying. And all he's doing is giving a siman. So here's the Gemara that he's being mod simon with a siman. And it's straightforward mod simon. No. L'chora. Baba Gavdana Kula Maroi. Itosvo, they're all slugged up. They heard the Tanya, the Yedus actually Nasa Chasono, Venasa Chasono, Pikeach Veneschareish, Piteach Venestam Apostle, Tilted the Kulu Tiyukta, Hainim Shum the Summa Apostle do. So the Gemara comes up with a new element that assumes Apostle of Yedus, and it's Chiloso Bekashrus, the Sofer Bipsul. You can't say Yedus, even if you acquired the knowledge. Even if you acquired the knowledge when you were Koshal Eidus, but you're being Magid Eidus when you're Posel, and that's no good. My actually Nasa Chasano, Venasa Chasano. I will Piteach Meir Shapik, I got by the Simoni Midu Mishkol. The Inkanira Muchach, the Mahani Simona Lahotzi. So the Ksois answers very quickly. Do you have a car here, Rabbi Greenspan? Would you be able to take me to the stop? I have to ask. Thank you. He says, Karka is only Morakama. So he says, Simonim can be Moitzi from a Morakama. Morakama is not a Cheskos Momen. And we're not going to take out a Kujus HaSfekas and learn the first piece that talks about whether or not Cheskos Morakama is a Cheskos Momen. You could now say that you learned the Ktsoisism and Rational Tests of Cotton Bays, that a Cheskos Morakama on Karka is not called the Cheskos Momen. It's called the Chazaka to make Korah. It's a regular Chazaka to make Korah. It's not called a Cheskos Momen. That's what the Karka Kimi Shenodim Toises Bo. I look up the Cheskos Bailam Orishonim He. The Cheskos Morakama. Mahani Simon Elohitim Cheskos Morakama. And he says on the bottom of footnote that in Simon Sadek Aleph, the Tzois holds that even though Ein Hochim B'Momen Achar Rov, but Rove could be Motzi from Karka, from a Cheskos Morakama. You read that on the bottom, that the Nesivus in Simon Memvod says he doesn't get it. Why is it Morakama a Cheskos Momen? So he says on the bottom, the Tzois goes with Shitoso, you see in Sadek Aleph, the Tzois says it could be Motzi Momen Barov from a Cheskos Morakama. Okay? Mashekim Metaltalin, Shu Tofus, Ubuksuk Behem Yoser, Loi Mahani Simonim Lahotzi, Ugleem of Anaska, Mairi Baveda, Shein Odo Muksuk Ba. Talking about an Aveda, that Gemara in Yeshnoichlin, they are Metaltalin. He said the Karka is Karka, and the Metaltalin is talking about an Aveda is no Muksuk, the guy that found the Aveda is not a Muksuk, and it's talking about giving back an Aveda. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow. Go ahead.
Okay.